The next patient is Diana Hogg. The last name is H-O-G-U-E. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 61-year-old white female that has a deceased donor kidney transplant that has been working very well for the last 14 years. Period. The kidney function remains stable. In the laboratory workup that was done on May the 25th of 2023, the creatinine was 0.56, the estimated GFR 104. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits, albumin 4.1. The protein creatinine level is 160 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The tacrolimus level was reported at 7.7 micrograms per liter. Period. We are not going to make any changes in the prescription, period. The BK virus in the urine is positive, has been positive before. We are going to check the blood. We are going to determine whether or not the patient has a BK in the blood, and if present, what the viral load is. Period. Number two, the patient was complaining of abdominal pain, admitted to the hospital. A biopsy of the nodule was done, and the diagnosis of low-grade lymphoma, stage 3, was made. The patient has been evaluated by Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H. I had the opportunity to work to discuss the case with Dr. Shah. He's going to take into consideration that the patient is already immunosuppressed. The dose of the rituximab and another chemotherapy agent is going to be adjusted. The patient is going to have therapy every 3 weeks in 4 sessions, and after that he will repeat the PET scan, period. I am supposed to forward the BK virus results in blood before the treatment is started. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure has been under control. 105 over 63. The patient, the following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease on omeprazole. Following number, the patient has a history of left kidney renal cell carcinoma that was excised in Tampa General in 2022. No evidence of relapse. Period. We spend reviewing the the laboratory workup and talking to the oncologist 15 minutes, with the patient 20 minutes face to face, and in the documentation 8 minutes. We are going to monitor the kidney function in between chemotherapies. The patient is supposed to let us know when the treatments are going to start for us to schedule the blood work accordingly.